Hi there, folks. This is Tony coming to you from New Zealand for the A Minute to Midnight show. And please make sure you subscribe to us at our website. And also make sure you like and share this video if you're watching it as a video or as audio as well. And today I have on the show Ralph Strean. And Ralph has been on the show a few times. It's been a while since you were last on, Ralph, but I know you've been itching to share some information that you believe our listeners will benefit from, and I am sure they will too, because I know the subject you're pretty much going to go with. So welcome back, Ralph.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And, you know, that's really what I appreciate about your audience. As all of you know, 2020 hit, and it really showed us all which Christians, not even people from the world, but which Christians had discernment and which didn't, right? That was probably one of the most eye-opening things for me. You know, me being in the position I'm at where, you know, I make Christian films and I'm connected to a lot of ministries, and I was really, really heartbroken to see how many ministry leaders were just swept up with that whole thing. And I won't name names, but there's even one very well-known ministry who he made it compulsory that they all went out and they all got the you-know-whats for that whole situation. And, you know, so your audience having discernment is really key. You know, I'm going to be inviting my audience. I said that last time. I actually didn't invite my audience last time because I didn't think they were ready to hear it. My audience, by the way, everybody who's listening, there's probably some crossover with Tony's audience, but you know, it's mostly just young earth, you know, apologetics, you know, biblical apologetics. And so to my viewers who are coming here and listening to me for the first time, brace yourself. This is going to be stuff that you've just a side of me that you've never heard before. But I very much am in alignment with Tony's audience as well, where, you know, we from the beginning sort of knew what was going on because we don't trust the governments. We don't trust the world. A big key to getting through today and not being deceived is realizing that Satan is absolutely in control of this entire world. And yes, that does mean including the United States of America and its government. Its government is captured. Both parties are bad. Both parties are working for the satanic cabal. And I know some of you are probably already wanting to turn off now. That sounds crazy, especially to my conservative Republican Christian brothers and sisters who are hanging on, you know, to a thread, just hoping that Trump and the Republicans are going to rescue us from the mess. But I'll get into that a little bit later down the road on this message. But I just need you to be willing to listen to what I'm going to share with you here, because what I really wanted to do today with Tony is, I guess if you could call this anything, it'd be something like connecting the dots. And I'll start off with this. I think that we're all being set up. And, you know, we know that we're being played in general. But I mean specifically, I believe that Christians are being set up and we're being played. You know, it's a common saying, 40 or 5D chess. People like to throw that term around. Oh, such and such is playing 5D chess. Well, I'll tell you who's definitely playing 5D chess. And that's Satan. If you think you've got this thing figured out, you don't. And I don't even have it figured out. But what I can share with you guys is that I do think the Lord has given me some discernment and some understanding of things. And it's my desire today to kind of bestow that upon you guys and sort of get it into, I don't know, just Christian circles of what I think is happening. Because I think that there's multiple layers that are happening on the world stage here. So without further ado, what I'm really driving at is that let's just start with the recent stuff like Charlie Kirk, so-called assassination, and Candace Owens, okay? So the first thing that I found really bizarre was however many months ago, when Candace publishes that video on Macron and his so-called wife, And everybody, Tony, you know this, our circles, we've been in the know on this kind of topic for a while, yeah. right? Like with Michelle Obama, yeah. with yeah. Macron's wife. Okay, I'll even drop a few others here that maybe some of you guys have never even thought of before. Go check out Bill Gates's wife. Go check out Barbara Bush. Go check out some of these other people. And you got very, very similar weird things going on. I won't really dive into that whole subject right now, but that's happening a lot more than I think that you think. And I think that when you hear about the skull and crossbones and the initiation stuff and some of the homosexual stuff that those people do and that stuff, it really becomes apparent to you that there really is that element that's happening in the leadership of the world. And that's by design, and that's definitely going to play into what I think is ultimately going on here. But so to get back to the whole Candace thing, what I found so bizarre was that YouTube was promoting that video.
Yeah.
And if Tony, if you made a video like that in the last 5 or 10 years, if I made a video like that, we would be shadow banned. We would yeah. be buried. Not that we aren't already, right? Yeah. I'm sure, but. But I mean, they would never let that kind of a thing get out. Why did they let Candace tell the world?
Controlled opposition.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Now, I don't listen to all your shows. I'm sorry, Tony, because I'm busy and I don't have a lot of time. My wife listens. I try to listen as much as I can. So I don't know if you've covered some of this. Some of it's going to overlap, but I promise you some of it's not, because I haven't heard anybody kind of talk about some of the things I'm going to try to share here. But so the controlled opposition element your audience probably gets, but here's what I think is a layer that's even beyond that. When you look at the Charlie Kirk incident, for example, yeah. there were so many, me, my family, the moment it happened, we were already looking at it with a raised eyebrow. We were already skeptical. The very next day after that, you know, his wife comes out with that weird video. There's all sorts of stuff that comes out subsequent to that, like her, you know, over his casket. And, you know, you're just I had asked somebody who's holding the camera, and it didn't even occur to them. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're right. What kind of a creep would hold the camera over a casket, you know, of a woman grieving for her supposed dead husband, right? All that stuff. Yeah. So I was trying to point out to them that, look, you know, this is really a miss. But what really was weird is that as time went on, more and more and more and more weird stuff comes out. And it gets to the point where it's almost comical. And I start realizing that, you know what? I think that they're doing this on purpose.
Yeah, just briefly interrupt, just in case people in my audience have forgotten or haven't heard you before, what they need to yeah. realize is that you're a filmmaker and have made some very amazing films on creationism and things like that. And so you are used to seeing things from a filmmaker's perspective.
Yeah,
and so it's the same with me as an audio guy that worked with television stuff in the past and things like that. You see the things that the average person doesn't yes. necessarily notice.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that, and that's absolutely right. Like for example, when I look at Erica Kirk, anything she does, all I see is a woman acting. Yeah. It blows my mind that other people cannot understand today when people are acting. I mean, you even see it on YouTube. People in the comment section of, let's say, a popular short that comes out will say, don't you guys understand that this whole thing was clearly staged? And then half the people in the comments are like, you know, no, it's not staged. Oh, yeah, it's staged. And I see through all that. I don't know. I'm not bragging. I think it's just gifting that God has given me. But it's just so easy for me to be able to tell when someone's acting, and she's clearly an actress. A lot of them are actresses, and Candace Owens is an actress, and it doesn't matter, audience, dear brothers and sisters, if she is saying all the things that you agree with. It doesn't matter if she's pointing out things that were on the fringe and she's bringing them to light. This is part of my whole point that I want to raise today, which is that this is how you're being played. This is what you call manufactured heroes, controlled opposition. They create a problem that's so stupid. Like, for example, transgenders in your child's bathroom. Who on earth is going to be okay with that? Almost nobody, okay? Yeah. So the whole idea there was They set you up by creating something that's laughably offensive and stupid. And in order to raise up heroes who all they have to do is just talk common sense, they don't even have to say anything particularly intelligent, right? It's just, yeah. Hey, transgenders in your kids' bathrooms bad. Oh, yay. Everybody claps. Everybody. Oh, you know, it's amazing. They're politically incorrect. They're telling us all the things that we've been thinking ourselves and blah, blah, blah. And that's a part of how they're playing you. But what I actually think the bigger goal that's going on here is that while all that's happening, and I'll name drop like Ben Shapiro, Steven Crowder, Candace Owens, Michael Knowles, Matt Wall, all these people that you're listening to on a daily basis, I'm telling you right now, go look up the amazing Polly. I can't condone or endorse everything she's done, but she did an amazing expose like about a year ago on who is paying all these people and how she proves that they are all paid by the same tank and it's controlled by people in Israel. And we're going to get to that in a minute, but they're controlled opposition and all they're doing is they've got you so conditioned, they have been tormenting you with all of this perverted stuff for so long now, right? 10, 20, 30 years, that it's easy for them to usher in a hero that you will get behind. And then those heroes are going to march you straight off the cliff. And, you know, I don't have time. I wish I did to go into digital IDs and, you know, Trump and what how the Republican parties. The Republican Party is basically doing stuff right now that if Joe Biden or if Barack Obama were doing, we would be up in arms. You know, we'd be crying foul. We'd be so furious. But because the Republican parties are helping in to usher in the digital ID, all of a sudden now you have Christian apologists for stuff that's absolutely diametrically opposed to where they would be just 5 years ago, right? Yeah. But the greater point I want to make today is that the way I think we're being played is because I actually think that they want rebellion. And I think that they're making things obvious to us. You know, here we are, we think that we're the Christian citizen sleuths and that we are, you know, this minority group. And, you know, we see what's really going on in the world, but most people don't. You'd be surprised how many people have woken up since 2020. You'd be surprised how many people after that whole fiasco have figured out that, oh, you know what? I was wrong. I guess the government's not my friend. I guess there really are conspiracy theories that are true, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, where I'm getting at here is that even though you see that, I see that, you know, what ultimately I think they're doing is they're making stuff so obvious that they want to wake up the average Joe. They want to wake up the person on the fence. They want to wake up your uncle who thinks that you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist. And Charlie Kirk is a great example of, I think, one of the first major pushes in that direction. So is Candace Owens covering Macron and other things. You're seeing this turning point. That's intentional, by the way, that language they're using. But you're seeing this transition where, think about this, brothers and sisters. We know from the Bible that what ultimately is going to happen not too long from now is the nations are going to surround Israel. And Jesus is going to have to come back and he's going to have to intervene. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you get the whole world to be that anti-Semitic? Right? How do you get the whole world to be that up in arms and ready to take them down? You're going to have to expose them. Now, a lot of this is going to happen in the tribulation, as a lot of your audience probably knows. But what I'm getting at is that right now, even before we've entered into any of that stuff, and I won't get into pre or post trib or whatever, I'm just saying that just the tribulation, no one's going to argue that there are certain events that take place in that time frame.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting at is that before you get to all that, you have to set the world up. And here we've been looking at the beast system, the rise of the beast system, right? So we can see how, oh, well, it's obvious, right? The digital ID, the one world ID system that they're going to use to stop you from being able to buy groceries, to stop you from putting gas in your car, et cetera, et cetera. They're building that. And I think a lot of us can see that now.
You know, you can see daily that growing. And
isn't it amazing?
Yeah. I mean,
rapidly.
And you know, like you, the conservatives backing, you know, Trump and all that, and yet even the Trump administration is now pushing tokenization and as well as digital ID and banning, you know, planning to ban states from individual states from regulating AI and things like that. And it's like if people can't see where this is going, they need to really wake up. But anyway, I'll let you
carry on. I agree, Tony. And that's what's really, you know, that's why I'm putting this out here, and that's why I'm going to be pointing people from my audience over here, because this might be the first time where they're kind of hearing anything like this, and I hope that we could be a part of waking them up. I would certainly hope that a lot of them have already started to notice this stuff. But sadly, I'm still surprised at how many have not. Yeah. They've been listening to Q. They believe that there's a secret white hat operation in the Trump administration that's going to, you know, save America and save the world at large, and not really realizing that that whole thing is just a psyop.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was designed to get them to be complacent and apathetic. It's predictive programming. And you got a lot of that going on, by the way, like the topic of predictive programming. You know what? That's real. I mean, for example, in Hollywood, you have all these dystopian films about the end of the world, right? The apocalypse, nuclear fallout, all these crazy things, zombie apocalypse. Understand that that stuff is designed so that when you're inundated for 10, 20, 30 years with movies that show you a traumatically awful future, and then all they're trying to do is get you to sign up today for digital IDs, you're much more compliant, because in the back of your mind, you're subconsciously always feeling like, well, at least it's not as bad as plug in any predictive programming model you want here, right? Like, you know, and that's the goal there. Predictive programming is not just like, what was the recent thing? The Snake Eyes movie with Charlie Kirk, right? You're right. Like, okay, maybe some of that stuff is happening where they're winking at you. But by and large, predictive programming is essentially getting you to become so inundated with the nonsense that you're so much more willing to go along with things that right now seem light, but you're the frog in the boiler pot. And they know that they can't spring the trap yet. You can't spring the trap until you have the infrastructure built up around us, everything's ready to go, everybody's on it, and then you can spring it, right? And what I mean by that is, obviously, when they reach the point where, you know, they're absolutely controlling us. And I think it's already disgusting. You know, here in the States, you have to get, you know, special stuff on your licenses now, like the Star and other things that allow you to be able to travel. And it's just, people don't even understand anymore what the Constitution is or what a constitutional violation is. I mean, you know, to be a free person and yet to be told that, or subjugated in a way where it's like you go into the airport and everybody, their mind just turns into a zombie and they just instantly go into this, we're just cattle and you get to tell us whatever you want to do and violate us however you want to, right?
Yeah.
And as your audience probably knows, a lot of that came mostly after the Patriot Act. I mean, there is certainly some of it before that, but the point is that as an American protected by the Constitution, your Constitution rights are already being violated illegally all over the place. Okay. But the rest of the world doesn't get that privilege, if you even want to call it that, of the Constitution protecting them anyway. So for the sake of this conversation moving forward, I won't get into any of that. I just, I'm firing from the hip here, but I'm really wanting to connect some dots for you guys. And one of the things I want to do is also kind of get a little bit into what I think is actually coming up next. And, you know, this one I think is going to be really, really critical. I don't know how we can prepare for this one, but, you know, it's kind of like in the last show that I did with you, Tony, I had predicted, we did it just before the election, and I had predicted that Trump would win.
Yeah.
And it's an easy prediction, not because I'm a guru, but the Hegelian dialectic demanded that Trump was going to get in. It's not, you don't have to be a genius to see it, right?
Yeah.
Once you know what these people are up to. Once you understand that Satan controls every government of the world, regardless of what party is in, all of a sudden it becomes so much more clear. And then when you add to that, that you understand that everything you're seeing from the media is scripted, when you realize that these pundits that you thought were these independents who were just, you know, on YouTube and, you know, surely they can't be in with them, when you realize that those guys are part of it too, not all of them, but most of them, you start to wake up and you realize that, wow, we're all being played. They're laying traps right now. They're building up heroes so that even the Christians with discernment are getting behind these people, and then they're being steered into a direction where they can set up this infrastructure. You know, I saw it many years ago when I went into an airport. This is like about 3 or 4 years ago, and I got to the counter where the guy checks your ID and your ticket. And I noticed, having made myself a stereoscopic movie, stereoscopy meaning 3D, I noticed that there is a 3D camera there that he was taking pictures of. And I said, sir, that's a 3D camera. Why do you guys need a 3D camera? And he said, oh, I whether it's 3D or not, I don't know. But we use this to be able to take a compare your license and know that your the photo on your license is really you, you know, as if Tony, for the last 50 plus years, you know, they hadn't been able to just look at your license and know that obviously the photo matches the person they're looking at. So they've always got an excuse, but they're recording you in 3D. And, you know, I thought to myself, you know, well, I guess I'll be flying a lot less now because that freaks me out. They already have a scan of me in 3D. And then I thought to myself, Ralph, you dummy. The iPhone's had 3D cameras on it for 10, 15 years now. Your iPhone's already been recording you in stereoscopic 3D. Mm. They're collecting all of your biometric data, guys. When you hit that, you know that little spot on your iPhone, you probably don't because it's behind glass, but you know, you can do your biometrics, you can press your thumb up to it. I don't do any of that stuff, but don't fool yourself into thinking that just because you haven't activated the feature doesn't mean that when your thumb's on that part of your screen, it's not able to collect your biometric data, right? Right, guys? They've been collecting everything on you. And like what Tony was saying about the AI centers that Trump is legislating or helping to legislate so that they are uninhibited. They can do whatever they want. What that basically means is these data centers that they're building, where they're telling you that they're creating AI to better the world and to stop terrorism and to fight the immigrants coming across the border or whatever other stuff, it's all nonsense. It's the control grid. Yeah. It's absolutely the beast control grid that they're setting up, okay? And you're being played if you think that Trump is a good guy. And, you know, this is something I've been saying to people for a while, Tony. Think about this, guys. If Trump was really a good guy, I don't want you to think about all of the things that he has done. I want you to think about all of the obvious things that he hasn't done that he would have done if he was a good guy. If you or me, Tony, as a Christian, were to get into office, can you even imagine the poop storm there would be for the first 6 months that we're in office? All the firings, all of the exposures of this secret government program and that and the other, right?
Yeah.
The CIA, the FBI being exposed as the most crooked, wicked organizations on planet Earth who are pushing all the guns and the drugs and the regime changes and all of the awful stuff that you're hearing about. It's mostly coming out of our government. Mm. And for you to think that Trump is a good guy when he doesn't say anything about any of that. In fact, I'll take it one step further. Cash Patel was lauded before they even elected Trump. As you know, he was going to get in there, and he had famously said that on day one he was going to shut down the FBI, you know, and this, that, and the other. And on day one, I think not literally day one, I think within the first couple of weeks, they were already, you know, talking about building another FBI building that they needed. So, you know, they'll tell you they're, you know, it's typical politicians, right? They'll say one thing and do another. But my point is just that think about the pedo rings and all these evil things going on, that if it, a Christian were really there, or I hate to say it this way, but even let's say if he wasn't a Christian, just somebody who is telling you the truth, think about how they'd be exposing that. They'd be connecting it to the Epstein stuff. Instead, Trump and his admin have been almost apologizing for the Epstein stuff, as most people know now, right? Yeah. In fact, that's actually been one of the things that's woken people up, is they're like, you know what? Something does stink about that, actually. Like, I can get behind Trump, they'll say, but then the Epstein stuff doesn't make sense to me. Of course, I always try to remind them, I'll tell you something else that'll never make sense to you, the vaccines. Explain that one. How can he still say that he's the father of the vaccines and that he's proud of Operation Warp Speed? That's my point. It's the omission, okay? It's all the things he's not doing, not telling you about, that are clear as daylight to the rest of us. And the administration is mum on all of it. So you can know for sure that they're just as captured as the rest of them. So what does it all get back to? Okay, so you're seeing – I put this in my recent movie. You can watch it on my channel. It's Sevenfold Films, The Ark in the Darkness. I put it in the movie where anti-Semitism was going to be on the rise in the last days, because that's a no-brainer, right? Yeah. Nobody's even going to argue that point, whichever side of your eschatological view you're really on. Oh, I shouldn't say that. There might be one or two views, but nevertheless, anti-Semitism is absolutely going to rise. And in fact, I've had not a falling out, but a debate between two of my friends, who one of them put something on Facebook recently where he said, Candace Owens, I'm so upset with her because she's really going on this anti-Israel rant. And then my friend was saying to him, well, yeah, but there's some merit to that, right? Like, not everything that Israel's doing right now is good, and da 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 da. And you can see how even in Christian circles, Christians are finally kind of breaking away from the classical view, which was God blesses those who bless Israel. Let's get behind Israel. Let's help them. Let's do whatever we can so that we're blessed and we're making God happy. And they're transitioning away from that correctly to the view now, which is that let's not forget that they are also known as the synagogue of Satan, right? And I don't know if you need to censor any of these words, Tony, because these are definitely becoming buzzwords that I think YouTube is going to be scanning through in the algorithm. But, when I think about prophetically what's going to happen to Israel, I mean, guys, you have to remember that they are the apple of God's eye. They are going to have a kingdom on this earth of kings and priests under the rule of Jesus Christ. And they are going to minister to the nations of the world. That's prophesied. That absolutely will happen. That's going to happen under the new covenant. A lot of Christians think that we're already in the new covenant. No, go read what the new covenant is. It's in Hebrews. It's in Jeremiah. And it's explicitly, for one, it's between the house of Judah, Israel, and God. And under this new covenant, it's not with you and me, it's under this new covenant, they are going to, God will be their God, they will be his people, and no longer will they have to teach each other who God is. They'll all know the Lord from least to greatest, right? Have we ever seen that in their history? No, we've never seen that before. Furthermore, the book of Hebrews tells us that the old covenant is ready to vanish away, and the new covenant is coming soon. But Jesus is going to go into the new covenant with them. That's going to come after the purification process. They have to be purified by fire first. And this is all in Daniel and Revelation, okay? But right now, they're not in a new covenant with Jesus. They hate Jesus.
Yeah.
They can't stand him. And we know that in the Bible, it tells us that 2/3 of them will continue to hate them right on through the tribulation. Only 1/3 of them are going to accept and acknowledge that Jesus is the Messiah, right? And they will join Jesus and they will go into the millennial reign with him. But the 2/3, they're alive and well today. Because as you know, Tony, I actually think that we're really close to the end. I'm sure you do too. Yeah. Your audience does too, right? I mean, it's right around the corner. Any month now, right? But basically, right now, God calls them spiritually. He calls them Sodom and Egypt. He's Sodom representing perversion, the likes of which you clearly understand by the name, and Egypt meaning the idolatry, right? And the more than that, but the false gods and whatnot. So they're for the most part they're the synagogue of Satan. And, you know, there's more and more talk right now, even by the Trump administration, who's going along with it, where when you in about a year or two from now, maybe even sooner, buzzwords like that are actually going to get you into a lot of trouble. So that's why I'm coming out and saying this stuff right now before it's too late. But that's what they are right now. And we have to understand that, you know, the whole world is, I believe, being set up to grow and grow and grow to that point. Who would Satan hate more than anybody else? Obviously, it would be the Israelites. He's obviously going to, I believe, go after them more than anyone else in history. I mean, like, they're God's chosen people. Now, in Christ, we get to join them in one body in Christ, as Paul tells us. But still, you replacement theology is garbage, guys. Like, you have to understand all the promises that God made, all the prophecies that God spoke of through the prophets in the Old Testament about Israel will happen. If somebody's told you that the church came and replaced Israel, well, they're ignorant of prophecy. They're ignorant of God's ultimate plan. And they haven't read Paul's epistles. Paul's epistles tell you so much. They tell you that God has not done away with Israel, right? Don't boast against the branch, right? Because just like they could be grafted out, you could too, Paul says. So he's saying, look, don't think that God is finished with them. He's not. And so what I'm driving at with kind of today's whole topic here is that a part of how we're all being played and a part of how we're all being set up is because Satan ultimately is trying to get the world angry with them. And I think that what's going to happen soon is that exposure of what they've been doing for decades now is going to come to light. And the world is going to be truly furious. A part of what I actually think, this is just my theory, I can't say this is in the Bible, but my theory is that a part of what 2020 was is actually designed also in the future to make people really mad. I think that they're going to expose themselves, so to speak, right? Part of Satan's plan, in other words, is to take all of the collective recent modern history of all these atrocities and terrible things and use it to destroy Israel. He's going to be one of the tools that God is going to use to come after them. Because we understand if we're biblically literate, that the trial, the fiery trial that they're to go through, the time of Jacob's trouble, is yet future. I'm sorry to any of my preterist friends, but 70 AD did not adequately in any way explain all of the prophetic stuff that we're reading in Daniel and Revelation that we know is going to happen. It's yet future. So if you're not a preterist, you're a futurist. I don't like that term, but that's just what they call it when you believe that there are still things that are going to happen in the future. Well, obviously there are. There obviously are. So most of your viewers are probably futurists, whether they even realize it or not. But I think that a part of what we're seeing, it's a incredible time to be alive because like you're witnessing the unfolding of the beginning of the end according to Bible prophecy. And it's exciting and it's scary at the same time because, I mean, we're on the cusp of them setting up a global surveillance beast system network, and they're practically telling you exactly what they're going to do. Let me give you an example. Klaus Schwab, right? We've talked about him before, Tony. Yeah. Tony Fauci and others, they just sit there brazenly and they tell you a few years before they do something that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now when Klaus Schwab is telling people there's going to be a cyber attack and it's going to be the catalyst for why we're going to have to all get on the digital ID, believe him. That's absolutely going to be what they're going to do next. Yeah. In fact, my theory is that I actually think that they're going to cause a massive credit fraud crisis. That's just my theory. But I keep thinking to myself, We, Tony, understand, your audience understands that they need a crisis. We talked about this last time, right? I was talking about how Trump would probably be the president of some sort of crises that are going to happen, because that's what they did with 2020. They got your boy in there so that when they pushed this stuff on you, you went along with it. Because it's your boy in there and it's not Obama or it's not Joe Biden. So we'll go along with it. I think that's going to happen again. And I think what's going to happen is when Klaus Schwab is telling you there's going to be cyber attacks, then what they're probably going to do, here's my theory, okay? Windows 10, nobody can explain why Microsoft is putting to death an operating system that still has 50% plus of the world's market using it. In other words, let's say a car company was Lexus or Toyota or somebody was making these cars that made up of more than half of all their sales, and then they just kill it. It wouldn't make any sense to you, okay? Yeah. So the only thing that does make sense is that when you're no longer offering upgrades that you're claiming are protecting people from cyber attacks and hackers and malware and all that, you've now set up half the world's computers to be susceptible to Klaus Schwab's cyber attack.
Yeah.
So then the cyber attack rolls out, grabs all the information off of your computer, your personal information, social security numbers, bank accounts, any stuff that you store on there, or any stuff on their own email systems that you're using. And then it takes it, dumps it on the dark web. And then all of a sudden, whether your house is paid off or not, somebody now owns your house, right? Yeah. Like, this is obviously sort of the fast, silly version of it. But my point is just that my theory is that they're going to have some kind of a massive thing like this where it's going to be such a crisis and it's going to create fear and panic. And people will say, okay, you know what? I guess we do need to get the digital ID because it's the only secure thing that you absolutely can, you know, prove your identity with.
And not and, just the digital ID, but tokenization of all assets and a basically digital currency as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So all those three
exactly.
things. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Trackable, controllable. I mean, it's going to blow people's minds when one day they're using a currency where the value of it literally it can be turned off.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. But yes, absolutely, Tony. And so again, it's just like predicting who's going to be the next president, what kind of things they're going to do, what they're going to come out with next. It's not super hard. They're practically broadcasting it. They're telegraphing it to you, and they're doing it to kind of get it into the cultural lexicon. They want all of us to, again, predictive programming. People are so much more readily able to accept something that has already been uploaded into their mind for years. If he's telling you cyber attacks are coming, then you're going to see a little thing here, a little thing there. They're going to start warming you up to it. And then next thing you know, the big one happens. And I think that's what's coming up next. And I think it's going to be really bad. And it's going to be part of what they're going to use to essentially usher in and force everybody. I'm assuming that you guys, maybe you've even talked about it on your show, but did you hear what happened about 5-6 weeks ago or whatever with Vietnam and the UK, how they forced onboarded people into their digital ID to the tune of, I think, about 80 million people in Vietnam. They basically lost their bank accounts, the ones who wouldn't comply. And they said, okay, you won't comply. We will literally shut your bank accounts down. And then the UK, about a week later, followed suit. And, you know, it always blows my mind when you see all these countries successively doing the same thing and people still can't put it together there's obviously a centralized control going on here. Obviously, these governments are all marching to the beat of a single drummer. That's coming, guys. That's coming to us, too. My father-in-law actually already was debanked in a way back when the truckers had their convoy in Canada. He had donated to them, and they shut down one of his accounts with the money still in it. He didn't even get his money. Mm. I mean, it's incredible to me. But that's coming. They soft launch these things with these countries that they know are much more compliant, i.e. the UK, right?
Mentioning the UK, because I'll just quickly say something on that, because the UK has just passed a law that recognises digital assets as properties and opens a door for broad tokenisation. It's called the Property yes. Digital Assets Etc. Act 2025. And that's just basically been done, signed up in the UK. Yeah. So they're really pushing that.
Yeah, yeah. It's I would say it's scary. But again, you know, it's like if you're in the know, you kind of knew this was all coming. You know, they eventually have to get to that point where they control every part of the earth. They literally even want to control, you know, geography. They want to control the air you breathe. I mean, it all sounds crazy right now. And I know, listen, I've got people coming in here listening to me speak on this topic. All they've ever heard me talk about is creationism and other stuff. Yeah. And they're probably thinking this sounds nutty. Yeah, well, I bet you probably thought it sounded nutty 10 years ago when they had the Olympics, maybe more like 13 years ago, and they had the, 2012 Olympics, where they had the harbinger of doom, death was coming through with his sickle, yeah. And they had all the people on the hospital beds. Does anybody remember that?
Yeah.
They had everybody on the hospital beds. They were if that was not, go back and watch it, as demonic as it is, go back and watch it and tell me that's not them broadcasting what happened in 2020 all the way back in 2012.
Yeah.
And you would have told me, Ralph, you're crazy for making such a statement, right? And then now, of course, post-2020, that's not crazy at all, right? And, you know, same thing with what we're talking about right now. This stuff sounds too far-fetched, but it's absolutely what they're going to do. They're going to control, just like we all know the Bible says, they're going to control every aspect of your lives. And right now it's the quiet before the storm. It's them knowing that they're setting up the spring for the trap, but they can't activate the trap yet. They know that, that they're not set up. Things aren't in place. We're not conditioned. We're not ready. It's not too late for us, you know? And that is a question that I know a lot of people will ask is, well, what can we do? And I don't know about you, Tony, but it's a really hard one for me to answer, because I'm not a pacifist. But at the same time, it's kind of like being on the Titanic, and you already kind of know, because of the Bible, what history says is going to bear out, and you know that you can't stop it. Yeah. But the question on my mind would be, well, are there holdouts? You know, I mean, we do know that not every single last nation in the world complies. So with that information, you know, I mean, is there a way to push back against this stuff? And I certainly think that they'd be a lot further along than they are right now if there wasn't any pushback. Yeah. So I'm not suggesting that we're pacifists by any means. But what I would just, you know, encourage you to do is study the word now more than you ever have before. Get busy doing the Lord's work, helping to save souls and spread the gospel, and just stay focused on the Lord, on the heavenly place that we'll soon be in. And you and I couldn't control this world even if we wanted to. You and I couldn't rescue this world even if we wanted to. You have to remember it's just kind of an American mentality, but what you really, the more discerning you become as you get older and more spiritually wise, is that the further back in American history you go, the more you realize, you know, even before the Rockefellers, the Carnegies and all that, you know, the Bilderbergs, even before all that, Satan has had his hand in all the governments from the beginning of the world, all the way back to Babel, all the way back to the Garden of Eden. So just be kingdom minded. Just do the Lord's work. Prepare yourself the best you can. It could be next year. It could be a few years from now. Heck, who knows? I mean, God could delay. Paul tells us that he's trying to get as many souls saved as he can. So it might be another 10 or 20 years for them to be able to fully set up this entire infrastructure. My personal belief, I'll say this real quick, My personal belief is that we actually could see the beginning of everything kicking off, whether you're pre or post-trib. I think that the tribulation could start as early as this next year. It does seem to line up with the 7-year point before the 2000-year mark of Jesus's resurrection. Mm-hmm. So that's a very interesting piece of information. Yeah. The midpoint of it would be 2029, when they're saying Apophis is supposed to not crash into the earth, even though their first report said that it was. And by the way, side note, I do find it interesting that all of the rich around the world are building these underground bunkers. Yeah. They obviously know something, guys. Like, they know something's coming, whether it's civil unrest or whether it's an asteroid, they know that something's coming. And interestingly enough, there is that verse that says in Revelation that they will call upon the rocks to hide them, right, from the Lord. So makes me wonder sometimes if that's talking about the elitists living underground. But anyway, my theory is that I think that the tribulation could kick off next year. There's just such a great confluence of different things, and if that's the truth, then boy, is that amazing, because we're just, the history we've already seen play out just in the past, 5, 10, 15, 20 years is pretty interesting. But boy, that's on a whole other level. But you are seeing the infrastructure being built. And again, kind of going full circle back around to what I was saying before, is that even if you are a discerning Christian and you see the controlled opposition, you see the actors, you see that all the world is a stage, you can understand that Satan is controlling it all, just also be mindful that the Christians, Satan hates us too, and I think that he's setting us up as well. I think that there's probably going to be some Christians who are going to be exposed. I think that there's going to be we're all going to fall into line on some things that just, again, it's like 5D chess, where it's like, you thought you had already figured it all out, and really you didn't. And the big example there would be rebellion, right? Like, I really just see this blatant, almost comical stuff with the Charlie Kirk thing, where it's like almost every aspect of that is so bizarre and weird. Like, whether it's like rings changing hands and chairs, AI chairs going through tables, and that's the light stuff. That's not even the crazy stuff. I'm just, I'm spitting this out real quick, but that one is almost reeks of like the CIA trying to wave stuff in front of your face, saying, "Hello, you see this over here? Doesn't this look weird?" And really getting us to follow people like Candace, who's just a Captain Obvious out there, and then seeing where Candace and Ben Shapiro and other people sort of swing us into and condition us into. And that's the stuff I want us to be prepared for. Just because somebody comes along and points out a conspiracy theory being true, just because they come along and they're speaking your language, and they sound like they could be your best friend, still be careful. Satan is the father of lies, and he is playing, I'm sure he's operating at some of his best work he's done in human history here towards the end. And as much as you think you've got it figured out, none of us really got it figured out. And don't be played, and just understand that they're going to try to stir up a rebellion. And kind of back to what I was saying about pacifism and when to know what to do and how to act, the best advice I could say would be, the Lord did tell us that rebellion is as witchcraft, right? And we don't want to be a people who are allowing our flesh to get us angry and to get us to follow along with the spirit of the world. We know the direction they're going to go. They will become more anti-Semitic. More things will be revealed about Israel that will make people angry. This is all part of the big game plan, the big war between God and Satan. And let's not get sucked up into that stuff, right? Let's stay spiritually focused on what we're supposed to do. And on that note too, I hope you don't mind me plugging myself, Tony, but
no, that's fine.
I'm going to make, Okay, cool. I'm going to make a in time series that's going to come out early next year. And what's so exciting about it is that I'll get into some of this stuff that I've been talking to you guys about, what my personal take is on what I think is happening and going down. And I'll elaborate much more on some of the things I got into tonight. But what's more exciting is kind of what I was talking about a moment ago, getting back to the Word of God. I'm going to take you guys through not just Ralph's interpretation of what he thinks is going on, but we actually think that the series we're going to make is going to be one of the best series to just let the Bible speak for itself, to take you to the places in the Word, New and Old Testament, to connect dots for you, and to be able to help you understand not just the end times better, but the Bible in general better. So my channel is Sevenfold Films. So, you know, feel free to go over there and subscribe and get ready for that. I'm sure I'll be back on with Tony to talk more about it at the time. But anyway, I hope this was edifying.
Do you have a website as well, Ralph?
Yeah. Sevenfoldfilms.com. Sevenfoldfilms.com. And then I think there's a link to the YouTube there. If not, I should probably go put one on there. But yeah, you can just find me on YouTube as well under Sevenfold, one word, Sevenfold Films. So yeah, I hope this has edified you guys and maybe given you just slightly a little bit better maybe understanding of what they're really cooking up here. And the 5D chess that they really are playing.
Yeah, one of the things that's been on my mind too is the preparation, like spiritually, obviously, but physical preparation too. And I know that there will come a time where a lot of that'll be probably taken away. But yeah. I do think people, where possible, can benefit from learning to be self-sufficient and. Sort of becoming a prepper on at least some level and being able to exist outside of the system. Though I know we none of us can be fully ready for that and it won't be easy, but I've been thinking a lot about that, learning, skills to exist outside of the system, basically.
Yeah. That'll definitely help. AI, all this stuff that they're doing with AI. Think about this, Tony. One of the big reasons why they want to replace jobs everywhere with AI is not just to destroy people, destroy the economy, destroy humanity, but it's also because the robots, the computers aren't going to fight back against their orders. Yeah. When it comes time to, if you're somebody working at the supermarket and, you've got some poor friends who are no longer allowed or, they're not going to take the mark or whatever it is, right? And now, granted, listen, I'm trying to speak on a very, neutral position on pre and post trib. I'm not going there. Yeah. I have my own views on that. So some of the stuff I'm going to say here is very neutral. I might not even necessarily agree on it, but here's my point. The AI, whether or not you believe we or just the Jews are going to be going through that, regardless, the people in that situation, it's so much easier to control everything if the Walmarts are like Amazon, where AI and robots are controlling everything. That's just my theory. But here's the interesting thing, Tony, to the question of how do you prepare?
Before you hold that point, I just want to remind people that just in the last week or so, Trump has also been pushing the fact that they're going to be using robots to bring industry back to America, and things like that. They're going to be using robots. And he's pushing that whole thing. So it's not to bring back people's jobs as such, because that's not the direction it's going to go. So anyway.
No, exactly. Yeah, they're trying to take it in the opposite direction. The more that's automated, the more they can control it without any pushback. That's what it comes down to. They want the AI to surveil you, to control you, to lock you down, and it's the perfect soldier. It'll never fight back, ultimately it is obviously, I think, the beast system. I find it, the language in Revelation, incredible when it talks about the image that's given power, and it's like, wow, the language that it's using here is just such of more of the modern vernacular than any other point in history. But yeah, and look, they're going to lock you out. Digital IDs, the internet's not going to be the same. I mean, even it's not just buying food at the grocery store or whatever, which, by the way, that's why Walmart is in every city. If you guys haven't figured that out, the reason why you don't have any mom and pop stores anymore, they have been planning this for over 100 years. If you don't understand that, I can't help you. Go back and look up our true American history. They planned this out over 150 years ago, how they wanted to control the world. And a part of it was take over all of commerce. And that's why Walmart is everywhere. And the people who own Walmart are with the elitists. So they'll basically have all the Walmart set up with the AI system. And then as soon as they're ready to flip the switch over to the mark of the beast and shutting you down from buying, selling or whatever, that infrastructure will be completely in place and ready to go. That's what the end goal here is. And it's going to start even sooner than that. They're going to use digital ID to stop you from even accessing the internet. Get ready for that, guys. That's coming too. Me and Tony can sit here and talk about this. We can log in. We can post stuff on YouTube or wherever. But that's going to be gone pretty soon.
Yeah.
They already have an AI profile of all of us.
Yeah.
And here's how creepy it is. Okay. They can go to this AI profile of us, this digital double of us, and they can ask it questions. And based on all of our habits, all of the things that we've been doing, it will somewhat accurately predict where we are, what we're doing, what we're thinking. And that sounds ludicrous to you, but it's because your phone's listening to you all day. It's using algorithms and AI to essentially formulate, you know, a version of you that it thinks that it's modeling and guessing based off of your data. They're looking at your GPS data, all your data. By the way, another side note, I'm sorry, I keep going on so many rabbit trails here, but they're even going to change laws and legislate stuff that's crazy. For example, when you're driving around in your car with your GPS and your phone, you understand that your GPS knows how much over the speed limit you're going all the time.
Yeah.
So when you're going 60, it knows it's showing you on your screen. If you've ever used Apple CarPlay, it's showing you what your speed limit's supposed to be, 60 miles per hour. You're going 75. Yeah. Now imagine this. Imagine that 5 years from now, this sounds crazy to you today, but like we said, what sounds crazy today, just wait, it'll come to pass tomorrow. Okay. What happens if they pass new legislation that says they can go back 20 years, they can take all of your GPS data, they can find out how many times you are speeding, and they can give you a citation for every account, which happens to be 50,000 times you went over the speed limit? Oh, wow, now you have $500,000 in fines. You've triggered the point where you go to jail because you can't pay it. Right. Now, this sounds nutty to you, but it's just a silly example. Maybe not even silly, but it's just an example of you aren't thinking the way they're thinking. The way they think is that everything is setting up a trap for you. Do I sound paranoid? Absolutely. And I'm not ashamed to say it, Tony. Yeah. I don't care anymore if people think I'm an idiot conspiracy theorist. And I don't even care if my own subscribers and supporters write into me after hearing this and say, I can't support you anymore. You sound like a nut. That's fine.
I would say to some of those people, go back and watch some of the A Minute to Midnight videos. And if they have not been in this mindset before, and watch some of our other videos over the period of time, because a lot of this stuff is detailed and right in your face. It's like, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's absolutely what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so the GPS is one example, but my overarching point there, Tony, is that they've got all of this data on you. Why do you think they've been obsessed with collecting your data for so many years? They want all the dirt on you. They want everything they can get on you. Let's say you live the cleanest, squeakiest life, and you think, well, it doesn't matter. I don't do anything wrong. Let the GPS be an example of how you might think you haven't done anything wrong. They will find ways to make you have done something wrong. But even if they don't, they just like to know, what are you thinking? What are you doing? How can we essentially in the future gauge where we're going to be able to find you? right? How we're going to be able to track you. But they're setting all this up now.
They want everyone, they want everyone to be a compliant global citizen.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people will, because they'll be afraid. And COVID showed us that, right? Yeah. I mean, that showed us how fast people will step right into line. And it's really scary, because a lot of Christians went along with that nonsense too. But, you know, so the cyber attacks and the digital ID being used to be able to log into the internet, the anonymity of the internet essentially is what they want to erase. They want to be able to have a way to show all of your comments, all of your thoughts, all of the websites you went to, so that they can then show how you violated some kind of rule so that they can shut you down. And as long as you don't violate the rule because you're posting videos of your cat on YouTube or whatever, then fine, right?
Yeah.
But for anybody who tries to stand up against their system, like the people in your audience and hopefully in mine, you know, they're building this infrastructure right now to get ready to take you to that next level of censorship and violations of humanity, not let alone just your rights. So it's all coming. I'm not going to get into it here, but I am going to get into pre and post trib stuff in my series. So if you guys go over there and sign up to that, I'll actually break that down for you and tell you whether you're going to be here. You know, Tony, we talked about that stuff before, and we always try to tell the audience, look, we don't want people to get into fights over this stuff. That's the reason why I'm not disclosing today my thoughts on it. But I will say this. It's important to understand for a lot of reasons, but primarily because both Jesus and Paul told you not to be deceived about it. So it's good to understand it, but it's also cool because you can know who is going to be going through what in terms of some of this crazy stuff. There are certain things that we know, like, for example, in the tribulation period, the Bible says that God removes peace from the world. Well, if you have a clue like that, then you know that, wow, before the tribulation kicks off, whether you're pre or post trib, meaning whether you believe the rapture happens before the tribulation or after it, you know, you just by virtue of the fact that that verse tells you that God's removing peace, you can pretty much assume that, well, then up until before that point, the world probably is kind of the way it is now. Yeah, there's wars. There's rumors of wars. There's some of that stuff going on. But by and large, most of us are still sitting in front of our computers.
Yeah.
We're still watching YouTube or whatever. You know, I'm not condoning those things, but I'm just saying we're still doing this stuff and we're still living a relatively peaceful life. So there's lots of clues and lots of great information in the Word. Tony, I'll end on this note, but one of the goals our series has, again, it's going to come out early next year on my channel, is that we want to show you that the Bible is actually not confusing. God is not the author of confusion, right?
Yeah.
God actually gave us a book that can actually very easily be understood. And even when you get into Revelation, the most difficult book to decode, you can actually understand a good chunk of that too, really, really well. And so I want to show you that part of Satan's plan for millennia now has been to keep Christians confused on the Word of God. And you know, we come to the book and we really just kind of read a verse here and we read a verse there and we see how it applies to our lives and we try to do our best. And what I want to show you in this series is that, oh, it's so much better than that. It's so much beyond that. It's actually the most elegant, beautiful, simplistic book that has ever been written. God is so good to us that he gave us a book that we actually can understand. He will reward those who diligently seek him and who study his word. And we're told that, you know, God says that if you study his word, rightly dividing, you are showing yourself approved unto God, a workman who will not be ashamed, essentially on judgment day. So that's what we want to do. And I think you guys will be incredibly edified through that series. So, yeah, that's basically it for now, Tony.
So, yeah, we have gone obviously longer than normal today, folks, but it's been great information. So, Ralph, just as we close, one more time, tell people your website and your YouTube channel.
Yeah, Sevenfold, one word, Sevenfold, S-E-V-N-F-O-L-D, and then Films, F-I-L-M-S, and that's sevenfoldfilms.com or that Sevenfold Films search on YouTube. We'll find my channel.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Ralph, for being on with me today. And yeah, let's do it again soon, maybe once you've actually got your series beginning to be up there. That'd be great.
That sounds great, Tony. Yeah, it's always a great pleasure to be on your show.
Cheers, and same. It's been excellent to have you on again today. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, and God bless everybody.
Cheers. And also, folks, don't forget, as I said, to subscribe to us at aminutetomidnight.com on our website. Go down the right-hand side of the page, and where it says enter your email to subscribe to blog, that's where you want to do it. And subscribe to our YouTube and iTunes channels as well. And we do run A Minute to Midnight 100% by donations. That's the only income. If anyone wants to donate, that's always much appreciated. And you can do that at our website, aminutetomidnight.com. And lastly, the music used in the shows I've written, played, and recorded. And I do have some other free music of mine on our website as well, if you want to listen to it or download it at aminutetomidnight.com. God bless, and God willing, we'll be back with another episode in a few days' time.